McNabb stepping in for the Knights. He scores! Walked right out in front, and Braden McNabb, you read his lips, he just said wow himself. Eakin on the right sidewall, coming up to the slot. Lots of room, Eakin shoots and scores! Second goal of the game for Cody Eakin. Right circle, Schmidt threw it across the net mouth. In front, stop, another try, score! Tatar! Reeves in the right side to the right circle, centering feed, the shot, they score! Belmar fires from between the circles. Marchessault peels off on the right wing near side. To the slot, he shoots, he scores! Marchessault! 4-3 Knights! Vegas wins in overtime!
And welcome in. Good game day Thursday. Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show. Frank Carnish, Clayton Hamilton, Chris Chapman in studio. Ryan the Hockey Guy Wallace will join us in a little bit. Full show today and certainly looking forward to it, Clayton. Finally, the second round is here.
We're going to play a professional ice hockey game tonight, Frank, and it seems like it's been a long time since we've gotten to see one of those in person.
Yes, and hopefully, and I'm sure with the great job that the crew does with the Vegas Golden Knights, the ice will be in better shape than it was last night in Boston. We saw some water, and that wasn't necessarily the best ice for a Game 7.
George Salami, by the way, is the Iceman at T-Mobile Arena. Very fun and cool guy. He is the Iceman, and he likes to tell us how many compliments he gets about the ice at T-Mobile.
You just like him because he gave you a ride on the Zamboni.
I do, yeah.
Well, yeah. They don't have a whole lot of experience with ice there in Boston.
No.
New phenomenon for them.
Oh, wait, it's warm. We don't know what to do with the ice. Well, it's hot out here all the time, and we do know what to do with it. And a guy who certainly knows what to do when it comes to helping building a team and getting everything going and all the festivities at T-Mobile and surrounding T-Mobile, the president of the Vegas Golden Knights, Kerry Buchholz, joins us right now. Kerry, thank you very much for making some time, and I'm sure that all you guys are just as excited as the players and all of us that round two is finally here.
Frank and Clayton, you're absolutely correct. We're absolutely thrilled, and I appreciate the comments about the ice, too. That makes me laugh. George is definitely the most passionate ice guy in the National Hockey League, and I can guarantee it's going to be in great shape when we get over to T-Mobile here in a few hours.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing because for over 20 years being out here doing sports talk radio, people thought ice was just for mixed drinks in this town, and now they know that it's for the most exciting thing in the city with the Vegas Golden Knights.
That's great. That's great. That is so true. So true.
All right, now, the game tonight, obviously, for the 18,000-plus that will be in T-Mobile Arena, they are up for a great environment once again. I'm still curious to see. We saw them ramp it up from the regular season, which some people said couldn't be done for the first round of the playoffs. The fan base was incredible. Will they be able to ramp it up again? I don't know how much louder that place can get, but I know with Johnny Greco and the crew and the fan base here in Vegas, you might want to bring earplugs tonight.
That's right. That's right. Maybe we should put little Golden Knights logos on them and sell them in the arsenal there. So, I absolutely expect that our fans will be at full fever pitch. Obviously, with the 9-day layoff here, I think everybody's a little antsy just to get out there and get after it. So, the guys are going to step up their game another level from even the first round, and really want to challenge all of our fans that are out there to do the same. Because again, I say it all the time, but there really is nothing like playoff hockey. And as this thing moves along, as this incredible tournament moves along, it just gets more and more intense. And it's something that is really, really awesome for our city.
We've seen a transformation up at practice. The cheerleaders are out taking pictures. You got a DJ in the lobby for practices. We can only imagine what you've got in store for us out on the plaza tonight. What's going on outside of T-Mobile Arena?
Well, first of all, thanks for noticing the stuff that we had for our practices. We thought, you know what? Again, the guys are amping up their game. We got to amp up our game a little bit. So why not practice? Let's see if we can't take it up a few notches. But definitely, you're going to see a lot of excitement and a lot of energy. I want to remind fans both for tonight and Saturday. Again, come early, stay late. I know that sounds like a cliche, but it's so important. Just with the number and volume of people coming down. We want to make sure it's a great experience for everyone, and so come early. There's so much terrific activity in the park area. To me, it's a hockey village, and it's really a special place. And then, of course, as you come into Toshiba Plaza, a lot of the stuff that you saw in the first round with the tattoo artists and the face painting, and of course the ice sculptures and the DJ. We're going to have a lot of that activity, but we're also going to add to it with some other new items just to make the fan experience even that much better. And then I'm also excited in that we're going to be up on the little perch there at T-Mobile Arena. We're going to be doing our first ever Vegas Golden Knights pregame show live on Facebook. So our guys will actually be doing a pregame show that'll start at 6 o'clock on Facebook up there. So Dave Gosher, Shane Knighty, Gary Lawless, they'll be up there, and it'll be just kind of like a little mini game day experience that'll really be interesting and a lot of fun for our fans, and it'll be unbelievable. And then of course, once you go into T-Mobile, we've got the battle towels for all of our fans. We really felt like that everybody really enjoyed those, so we brought those back for the second round. And then you mentioned Johnny Greco and our squad on the game entertainment side. The story of the Golden Knight continues to evolve, and it'll play out in our pregame ceremony. Of course, now we're down from 16 to the final 8, and so the story continues to evolve in addition to that 20-foot ominous helmet that will come down from the rafters of T-Mobile Arena just prior to our player introductions, and getting a lot of great press from around the sporting community about just the energy and the excitement of our player introductions. And it's something that we take a lot of pride in. We're very proud and really excited about it. And then, now as this thing keeps ramping up, we got more and more celebrities reaching out, interest in national anthem, and then, of course, the siren moment that starts each of our game periods. So there's going to be, I can't tell you who, but there'll definitely be some guests that'll be out there tonight and Saturday that everybody will go, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that individual was a Golden Knights fan. And we're really excited. So it's just going to keep adding to what is already just an unbelievable experience with NHL playoff hockey.
Vegas Golden Knights president Kerry Buboldt joining us here. Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Radio. So obviously people going to the game tonight, get there early, take part of all the festivities. Also every day be sure to check out VegasGoldenKnights.com to see there might be some more tickets available or other things going on. There's lots of cool stuff. But for people that might be going up to San Jose to check out some of those games, they can also maybe check out the Foley Johnson Wineries there in Napa Valley, be part of the VJK Express there as well. So pretty cool stuff you're doing there for people that are wine connoisseurs.
Yeah, well, you know, it's obviously very close when you think about the proximity between Bill Foley and his wineries, and then of course the San Jose Sharks up in Northern California. We just thought it was a unique opportunity to connect one of his businesses, his two favorite passions, right, wine and hockey, connected together. And so we've actually put together a VGK Express shuttle, and for $30, fans can register. There's 50 spots on this first bus. If we get enough inquiries, we'll add some more buses if we have to. But really, it's only $30. You get the bus ride up. You get a free tasting at the Rutherford Estate, which is just beautiful and spectacular. You'll actually get a Golden Knights, wine glass to go along with it, as long as the free tasting and a bunch of other stuff that we've bundled just to really connect the two and really thank all of our fans that are going to be traveling up to San Jose to watch the team play when we get to games 3 and 4.
Now, Kerry, let me ask you this, because I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, but you worked in a seafood restaurant many years ago, and I don't remember. What wine do you recommend when you're washing down that shark meal as we take a bite out of San Jose?
That's awesome. Well, the people that know me, they know that that I'm a Chalk Hill Chardonnay guy. So for me, it would be Chalk Hill Chardonnay. And the great news is Bill's got about 20 different brands within his portfolio. So a lot of great options for folks as part of that. And I wanted to share just one quick story. You mentioned the shark meat. There's been a lot of great social media out there about us playing San Jose, and I really appreciate the fun that people are having with that, as are we. And earlier today, I had the opportunity to be out with the great folks at the Metro Police Department. They've got a new canine dog that just joined their team, and his name is Knight.
Yep.
And he is just spectacular. And earlier today, I was out as part of a press event, and he attacked. They had what amounted to a little stuffed animal shark. And he just went crazy over that thing, and so it was just was quite humorous and something that I enjoyed, and it really made for a fun morning as part of our game day experience today.
As you sort of reflect on this season, a major player in all of the success has been Gerard Gallant. He was a named finalist for Jack Adams Award. That's for goes to the Coach of the Year. When you first met him and first sort of became acquainted with him and how he does business, what makes him so successful, and why has he been so good for this team?
Well, and, you know, and I think if you, you know, more from the hockey perspective, you know, with Bill and George, they could speak to kind of what those characteristics are that that would translate on the team side. For me, it's what you see is what you get, and everything that he talks about in terms of the next game being the most important thing and just staying focused and not getting too far ahead, you know, that really is kind of how he is wired, and so that is all very genuine. It's not just coach speak, and you know, I think that really translates well with our players. And then the other part, which, you know, again, I think just gets back to his genuine personality in general, how he treats our business team. He's always warm, he's always friendly, and you know, what I hear most from the team side of our organization is this guy has a really unique knack for building people's confidence. And he doesn't get too down on them when they make mistakes. Look, everybody makes mistakes. And he's always you know, very encouraging with everything that he's done. And I think what's happened is you have a lot of players who maybe didn't get those same opportunities to make a few mistakes in their previous in the previous organizations that they played for. And now all of a sudden getting a chance to play, make a few mistakes, but also build confidence. And then, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but, you know, it seems like just about every guy on the roster's having literally a career year, and that goes right back to the coach and the great job that he's done. So Coach Gallant has just been unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know, it's amazing, too, because you mentioned the career years that everybody's having, and you could certainly make arguments for so many of these guys being up for so many awards, but as you would expect with the Vegas Golden Knights, the awards that the NHL has them up for are Lady Bing with William Karlsson, and then, of course, Derek Ingham with the Messier and the Masterson awards that he's up for as well. The quality of person and people that they are to go along with their hockey ability, exactly what Bill Foley, George McPhee, yourself, and Gerard Gallant said they were going to bring to this town, and you guys have done an amazing job with it. And congratulations to everybody on the team and the success, but it's far from over yet, because I believe in the Pacific Division, rock, paper, scissors. It's like sharks devour ducks, but I think on nights slay sharks. At least that's how I'm hoping it plays out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I appreciate you saying that. I couldn't be more proud to be associated with everything that's happened. But the great news is we potentially have six more weeks of incredible opportunity to just keep this thing going. And, you know, we're all in and just can't wait for, like I said, to get this second round going tonight. And hopefully by mid-June, everybody's exhausted, and we're looking at a championship with the Stanley Cup. So, but we're all in. We're going for it.
And again, for all those people out there, get to T-Mobile early if you have the opportunity tonight. Take part of all the facilities. And if you don't have a ticket for the game, go on down there and experience it anyhow, because you want to be part of this environment. This is historic. It's not only a great season. This is historical, over 100-year stuff of the NHL. And the Golden Knights are doing stuff that nobody thought they were capable of. And the ride is far from over, folks. And there's still plenty of room on the bandwagon if you're not on yet.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thanks a lot, Kerry. We'll see you over at City National.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys, everything that you've done for us throughout the season, and look forward to picking back up in the postgame tonight, as I always do on my way home. So let's have a win tonight, and go Knights go. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. And join us over there at the Beer House once again for the postgame. It's going to be incredible over there. And I think we need to get Knight in the studio here. We need to get Knight right here in the studio because, you know, he's the newest you know, he's the newest member, and they named him after the Golden Knights after a nice reward.
That's
so
a hashtag uncomfortable for me. But, yeah, but come on by if you are down at the park tonight. Frank and I will be at Hyde, the nightclub, fifth level up inside T-Mobile for the pregame show and then the postgame show at the Beer House. So swing on by, say hello. Lots of different ways to consume tonight's game, but Frank and I pregame show at 6:30 and postgame hour and a half after the conclusion of tonight's game right here on Fox Sports Radio, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM, your home for Golden Knights hockey.
All right. So Kerry Buchholz there once again doing a great job. One of the many men behind the scenes. And, you know, it's funny because Gerard Gallant's one of the guys behind the scene, but he's a little bit more out front. George McPhee, farther behind the scenes, but really orchestrated everything. But Kerry Buchholz and the other guys in this organization have been absolutely phenomenal with everything they've done. And the people that deserve a lot of respect and a lot of attaboys and applause as well. I mean, this goes on and on.
Let's go on, expecting a really great atmosphere. Frank and Michael, the other city of the approach them to a fourth place finish this year. It's Boston's fourth highest point total in the last 40 years. They got by Toronto last night to move on to the second round. And the other, who would probably be a slam dunk in any other year, Jared Bednar of Colorado, after their disappointing year last year, to bounce back, make the playoffs this year, give Nashville a little bit of difficulty in the first round. But it's going to be tough to beat Gerard Gallant.
I don't see anybody beating Gerard Gallant. Nobody better beat Gerard Gallant. If there was ever a unanimous choice, it should be this. I'm sure somebody will vote for the other guys. And they both did great jobs. And Colorado, what they did this year is incredible as well. And as good as Boston is, I think a lot of people thought Boston would be good. You could make an argument that maybe the guy up in New Jersey has an argument for a pretty successful season that they've had there as well. But you know what? Gallant is the front runner, and if he doesn't win, then there needs to be a congressional investigation of this.
Needs to be something, but you would think he's the odds-on favorite. We'll see him over at the joint picking up his award.
Would it be the U.S. investigating or Canada, though? I'm not really sure how that would work.
I mean, let's be real here. It's Gerard Gallant and everybody else, right?
It's Gerard Gallant and nobody else. Like, it's a runaway.
Like Jared Bednar, I can understand it. I can get it based on, you know, what last year was for the Colorado Avalanche, but there was an infrastructure there with talent, with guys, with assessment, with growth from a development standpoint. There wasn't any of that with Vegas. Mm-hmm. There was, here you have nothing. Oh, all of a sudden now you have 30-some-odd players. Oh, and then you've got a draft, and then you've got to figure everything out from the bottom up on the fly while winning a division title. I mean, there's no one that comes close to what Gallant did this year.
What a long, strange trip it's been since that parking lot so many months ago. I mean, it's all part of the story, guys.
It's all part of the story. And you feel a little bit for Colorado and for Jared Bednar because, like you said, in any other year, I mean, this is the story of the NHL.
And rightfully so.
And rightfully so, but not this year. It's not even close.
Yeah. By the way, we mentioned with of course, Boston and their success last night. Boy, what happened to the goaltending in that series? I thought goaltending was supposed to be at their max in the playoffs.
No.
Tuukka Rask was bad. Well, first off, Anderson started out bad. Then Tuukka Rask got bad. And then Anderson said, I can out-bad you, and played a horrible third period after playing really well in the second. With the defenseman, everything, it's like, what the heck was going on in that game?
Yeah, I mean, Anderson's best period was the second period. He was lights out, and you were thinking, oh my gosh, this is the time for Toronto to win a game 7 against Boston and not blow a lead going into the third period. And I guess at least this time they allowed 3 goals, but it wasn't 3 goals to tie and then lose in overtime. At least they only allowed 1 goal to tie and then just got completely skated out of the building in the third period. It was rough. Anderson was awful. Tuukka Rask was awful. Goaltending in the entire first round outside of 3 guys was pretty much awful.
Do you think Bruce Boudreaux was watching that game going, see, it wasn't me in game 7s, it was Anderson. He was 0-2 for me in Anaheim, too.
All I know is Toronto, when the chips were down and when it was time for them to be better than they've been, they acted exactly the way we expected them to and folded in the crunch.
And Jake Gardner, at least he took ownership of the game that he had, and he was the first one to say, you know, I was bad, I need to be better, this one's on me, 60%, 90% of this game, and the result is on me. And you like to see that, but my God, play better. Like, all you have to do is play well, and you don't have to do that. You don't have to say, I should have been better. Just be better.
I know I'm going to sound like my father here, and I know there's new math out there for kids in that today, but if he's 60 to 90% and Anderson was 80 to 95%, isn't that already more than enough blame to be thrown around?
It really was a team loss.
You forgot,
like, Austin Matthews.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Venn diagram where there are culpability overlaps.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah.
I thought it was a team effort. I thought they were absolutely horrible in that third period. And of course, the dirty little rat has to get the empty in that goal at the end of it. He just had to.
I mean, it's Brad Marchand. Like, if there's a situation where Brad Marchand could break Toronto's hearts even more, Expect him to do it. Just expect him to do it. Good things happen to horrible people.
All right, well, but good things also happen to good people. That's like true. The Vegas Golden Knights and Gerard Gallant and William Karlsson and Derek Englund and the crew, and hopefully good things will continue to happen tonight. Pre-game 6:30, we will be up at Hyde Lounge, mm-hmm. once again getting ready for that. Then the post-game show over at Beer House.
At Beer House, we're going to have Braden McNabb on the pre-game show. Also going to hear from Ryan Carpenter as well. So Ryan, the hockey guy, Wallace, going to stop by. You and I will be there. So a nice full pre-game show.
And joining us next from Hyde Lounge, Tommy Ippolito is going to be here. Tell us the festivities going on tonight. Lots more to get to here. Getting ready for round two. Finally, it is here. The Golden Knights and the San Jose Sharks live at T-Mobile. You can catch all the action on your Vegas Golden Knights station. Fox Sports Radio, your home for the Golden Knights.
I'm a shark fighter. I fight sharks. I fight them in the water because that's where they are. When I smell blood.
Welcome back. Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show. Game day. Game one, round two. Vegas Golden Knights and the San Jose Sharks tonight. Frank Karnes, Clayton Hamilton, Ryan the Hockey Guy Wallace has stepped out to make room for our special guest from the Hyde Lounge, where we will be doing the pregame and intermission reports once again tonight. Mr. Tommy Ippolito joining us here. And Tommy, great facility that you guys have up there. Great view from no matter where you're at, if you're sitting, if you're standing, whatever. You have a really nice staff. And I still don't think that everybody realizes you don't have to do something special to get there.
Yeah, that's correct. First of all, let me say it was a pleasure to have you guys broadcast from the lounge last playoff series, and we're definitely looking forward to having you guys back. So hopefully you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed having you guys. So yeah, there's still a little bit of a misconception about what Hyde Lounge is. It's not stuffy. It's not, you have to be dressed up to the nines for hockey games. Anybody with a ticket to the arena can come up and enjoy the facility. So we have a lot of people know, a lot of people don't. A lot of people come up in between periods. We have four different bars. You can grab drinks, which are, you know, reasonably priced, just like inside the arena. Restroom facilities. We have a DJ playing in between periods. It's just a cool, fun place to come up and spend the intermission, wait for the next period to start.
There are two things that I noticed since we got up to Hyde Lounge. One is that since we partnered with you, the Golden Knights are undefeated.
True.
Secondly is that the service at the bar is super quick. So for all the people that are in that long, winding line down on the concourse, the lines at the bar, the four bars, are super quick in and out.
It is. Hopefully, we'd like to change that, you know, with more people up there. But we take pride in providing great customer service. So we make sure the bars are properly staffed, bartenders are quick, efficient, because you have to understand when the game's going on, it's like crickets at the bars. You know, everybody's focused on the game and the action. As soon as the buzzer sounds and the period ends, we get hit, and we have 20 minutes of madness. So we want to make sure we have all our ducks in a row, mm-hmm. and make sure that we're providing the best service we can provide.
Well, another cool thing about it is a lot of people, as soon as the game's over, they rush out. They have to wait for the traffic in the parking garages and just the madness and the chaos that is all over the place there. But if they want to wait for a little while for things to clear out, head on up to Hyde Lounge, check it out, kick back, relax a little bit, enjoy the victory, hopefully, that they'll have tonight. But you don't have to leave right away. Just sit down, relax a little bit, get yourself something cool to drink, visit with some friends and that, and wait for the madness to go when it's not quite so bad to leave.
Yeah, we have a lot of season ticket holders that obviously don't sit together, but they're close friends. After the game, in between periods, that's the meeting spot. And you bring up a great point about after the game. Would you rather stand upstairs in Hyde Lounge, grab a drink, talk about the game, or rush to the parking lot and sit in traffic? To me, it's an easy decision. And to piggyback on that idea, we are the only outlet in the arena that's allowed to serve alcohol all night. So the rest of the arena cuts off alcohol sales 8 minutes into the third period, I believe. But we serve all night. So if you go to that concession stand and you want that beer and it's closed, just head on up to us and we'll help you out.
And remember, at this time of the season, that's even more important because 8 minutes to go in the third period, there could be an overtime or two where you're not going to get alcohol served as well. So for that, it's even more so. So any overtime and then afterwards, you can still kick back and relax. Game, this isn't LA where people leave early.
Yeah, game two when it went into OT? Yeah, we had people coming up between the overtime periods, nonstop throughout the overtime periods, you know, because they knew that we were the only place to grab that extra beer to make it through that game.
Tommy Ippolito here with us from the Hyde Lounge, Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show. All right, so give people during the regular season, the arena was electric. During the first round of the playoffs, even more so. Maybe the loudest place I've ever been for a hockey game. Can the crowd base actually ramp it up more?
I think so. We found during the regular season games when the team went on a road trip, that first game back when they came back to T-Mobile was madness. Sales, energy, everything was ramped up when they came back from a road trip. So they've been off 7, 8, 9 days, like, lose track. So the energy tonight is going to be magnificent. I just want to piggyback on what Mr. Buchholz said about the pregame introductions and the crowd and the cheering and the energy. I've been to a lot of sporting events and a lot of different arenas across the country. The energy and the energy, that's the only way you can really say it, is second to none from what I've seen.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. And if you think it's loud in the arena, get right up there at the top at Hyde, get the sound that bounces off of the ceiling, and it's an extra level up at Hyde.
And it's fantastic, and the vantage point that we offer, being on top of the arena to see all those rally towels waving, you can't get that vantage point anywhere else. It's unbelievable. Last game, to piggyback on the energy, Lee Orchard, who plays the Golden Knight, friend of mine, he comes up to Hyde and takes pictures with patrons and whatnot. He was, I'm not going to say shaken, but he was like, that was unbelievable when because he does the pregame ceremony on the ice. He was like, that was the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, last time when we were there, as we were getting ready between periods to head on down, we saw Jeremy Roenick coming in, and he was there doing something for NHL Network. But the other thing about the Hyde Lounge is it's not just for the Golden Knights, although that's certainly an awesome place to watch all those games. But I know U2's coming to town, Pink's coming to town. There's big concerts and that kind of stuff. So you can go there and check out Hyde as well for the other events that come to T-Mobile Arena, because there's a ton of stuff coming there all the time.
Yeah, concerts. Concerts are awesome up there. You have 8 to 12 people, per se, that want to go see a show. Good luck finding 8 to 12 tickets in a row. With Hyde, we offer table service, bottle service, that big groups can come and hang out together and actually socialize and talk to each other while watching the show from a great vantage point. So I tell everybody this, and they still can't believe it until they see it, is that when people come up to Hyde to watch concerts, halfway through, it's almost like they stop watching the concerts and they're just all talking to each other with the act performing in the background. We see it every single show, and it creates such a cool dynamic that you can't get sitting in a seat watching the show.
And even if you are lucky enough to get 6 or 7 seats together, you're still 6 or 7 seats away from all your friends.
You're only going to talk to the people, you know, the two people next to you maybe. You know, forget about, you know, 5, 6, 7, and 8 that are down the line.
But, you know, the only problem with the Hyde Lounge is there's an old saying that people say, if it sounds too good to be true, it's too good to be true. This sounds too good to be true, but it actually is true.
It actually is. You know, everybody, I've met so many great Golden Knight fans the last couple months, and everybody was unsure about it, and I said, come up, introduce yourself. You know, I met everybody and gave them a tour. Every single person that I give a tour to is just blown away by how beautiful the facility is and what we have to offer. So if you come to tonight's game, if you're going to tonight's game, please come up, ask for me. I'll give you a little tour, buy you a drink, you know, just tell me you heard me on the radio, and I'll pick up the first round for you guys.
Yeah, and if you swing up there during the pregame or the intermission or something like that, we might have a couple koozies or something. So swing by and we'll try to hook you up with a koozie or chapstick or something. Anyhow, which is by far the least reason of all to come up to the High Lodge.
free selfies with Frank. Free selfies with Frank.
All right, well, thanks a lot, and I look forward to seeing you again here tonight, and hopefully for many weeks to come here as the playoffs continue.
One more thing real quick. My dad's 80th birthday is this weekend. Hope he's listening. He's a converted Golden Knights fan. My mom calls him a bandwagon fan, but enjoy the game tonight. Try to stay awake the whole time, and I'll talk to you soon.
You know what? I'm a former Blackhawk fan, and I'd rather be on a bandwagon that's rolling along than something pulled over on the side of the road that's broke down.
Thanks a lot, guys. Always a pleasure to be here.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. We'll see you in a couple hours down at Hyde Lounge.
Yes, sir.
All right. So Tommy Ippolito there. Ask for him tonight when you go to the Hyde Lounge. And enjoy that game because it is going to be electric. The energy is going to be off the chart. But, Clayton, it's not the only thing going on. It's the most important thing, but it's not the only thing.
It's not the most important thing, but it is time, though, for our game preview brought to you by Findlay Honda North. Happy Honda days happen here. Findlay True North Honda in the Northwest at Centennial Hills. And, Frank, I feel like we've been doing the game preview for 8 days because we have, but it is finally here, and Marc-Andre Fleury, Martin Jones, let the epic battle in net begin.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too, because I keep on trying to get a gauge on how this series is going to play out. And I know Ryan thinks it's going to be one way, and it seems like everybody thinks it's going to be a lot more high scoring because there's a lot of speed and a lot of talent on both sides. But both of these goalies are playing so well. I'm just not convinced we're going to see, for instance, what we saw last night with Boston and Toronto, or even what we saw with Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, a lot of high scoring games. It's possible that we do. But Marc-Andre Fleury is playing arguably better than he has in his entire career. And he's been doing it all year long, so it's not like a fluke, and it's not just because he's fired up. And the defensemen in front of him are playing so well. But San Jose has the second-best penalty kill in the league. And Martin Jones has been playing absolutely lights-out hockey as well. I still think that we might have some low-scoring games here, maybe especially tonight when there's a little bit of rust on both the teams and that timing might be just a hair off. You can't assimilate game speed.
You can assimilate game speed, that's for sure. But I think for a lot of the country who will be tuning in really to the Golden Knights and the Sharks for a prolonged period for the first time and really getting to know these teams, I think you go into it with the storyline being that this is going to be about the guys that you know and that you've heard of, the Marc-Andre Fleurys, James Neal, Brent Burns, Joe Pavelski, you know, that those type of guys that you think about as being NHL stars. But I have a feeling the country is going to get introduced to a lot of new characters that can do exciting things. They're going to meet Jonathan Marchessault and Riley Smith and William Karlsson if they don't already know them. They're going to meet Ryan Carpenter, and they're going to meet Colin Miller. And on the other side, Dylan DeMello and Tomas Hertl and Chris Tierney and a bunch of new exciting players that you're going to leave this series, no matter who wins, with a better understanding of what a good place the NHL is right now.
Yeah, and I know we're not supposed to cheer for individual players, and we don't, but we do at the same time because we're human and we know some of these guys. I really hope that the San Jose fan base gets introduced to Ryan Carpenter. I hope he has an excellent series because I don't think he was appreciated enough up there, maybe not given the right opportunities. Maybe it just didn't work out. Maybe it wasn't the right place. But this guy has been the consummate professional. He plays, practices, and does everything the way it's supposed to be. And he's one of the most unassuming, humble guys around because by his own admission, every game he's playing, every shift he's playing, he's still playing for his job because he's not a superstar with a long-term multi-million dollar contract or something like that. There's nothing guaranteed in his world. He plays as hard as he can every time he hits the ice, and he has been such an asset to this team since he's joined them. I really like the guy on the ice and probably more off the ice.
When you think about him taking a spot, and a really credit to George McPhee and to Gerard Gallant that they're going to go with the guys that got him here. And there's some hefty salaries that are going to be healthy scratched tonight so that a guy like Ryan Carpenter can play. And you won't see that in a lot of organizations.
Yeah, and you also won't see a guy like maybe a John Merrill or something like that who's played very well in the first round. He's gotten an opportunity. Lucas Pisa seems like he's ready to come back. But Gerard Gallant doesn't like to shake things up when things are going well. Well, they can't go much better than a four-game sweep. So, again, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a guy like a John Merrill, a Ryan Carpenter, and Eric Halla, who's had an excellent season, somebody that maybe isn't the household name or is well-known around the entire league, who is a star in a series. So oftentimes in the playoffs, we see something like that happen. Wouldn't surprise me. I just hope whoever it is, he's not wearing teal.
Right, and there's so many candidates for that. And we get a little spoiled or have a different perspective because we're around the Golden Knights for so long and we know all these guys intimately. But nationally, I think if you ask, you know, name some Golden Knights, you're going to get James Neal and you're going to get Marc-Andre Fleury. And there might be somebody that's familiar with William Karlsson just because of his 43 goals and some of the highlights that he's met. But this is going to be a new team for so many fans that their team is gone and out of it and they're just tuning in. And the same goes for San Jose. Beyond the Brett Burnses, beyond the Pavelskis, there are some really good, young, talented players, and I would expect out of that sort of second or third tier of notoriety is where the players of note will come in this series.
Yeah, the one thing that I really hope happens in this series, I hope that the games before the Golden Knights games don't go into overtimes or something, so that the East Coast and the Midwest and that the other parts of the country, they're not watching the game and then going, it's too late or whatever. Even if they don't stay up and watch the entire game, I hope that they do give themselves an opportunity to check out both of these teams, because we've talked about it a lot. People think of the California teams as being that old, plodding, heavy, hard-hitting team, and these two teams are not like that. Not that Vegas is a California team, but certainly San Jose, they still have that MO about them in most people's mind, but that is not the case anymore. Yeah, do they have some heavy hitters? Yeah, so does Vegas. Braden McNabb, you don't want to get hit by that guy. You don't want to get hit by Derek England. But they have talent and speed and skill on both of these clubs.
Yeah, and for all of you guys that are watching and that will be on NBC family of networks, either NBC proper or NBCSN, should those games get into overtime, keep an eye on the crawler. They will usually let you know, hey, we might start this game on NBC or on USA Network or Bravo or Golf Channel or somewhere else to where you can get that action. And as always, you can join us right here on the radio call at 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. We will be on time every time for your Golden Knights games.
Yeah, and remember, for every one of the road games, while we're obviously not a T-Mobile for them, you can join us up at one of the Parkway Taverns. I believe we're starting up the street here at Flamingo in 215, where we'll be for the first game on Monday. So Monday, Wednesday, I think both of those games might be there. I was told that Monday definitely is, and if not here, down on Mark Street in Henderson. And even if you can't get up here and join us or whatever, go there anyhow, because they're great places to watch the game. They do an awesome job, and you know what? It's playoff hockey. There's still room on the bandwagon. I think most people are on it by now, because I can't go anywhere without seeing Golden Knights hats, shirts, sweats, whatever.
And here in Go Knights Go chants, it's almost like when you see it too, you get the Go Knights Go. It's almost like wearing an Ohio State hat and you get somebody with the OH and you got to finish with the IO. But it's getting to be the same thing with the Golden Knights. It's Go Knights Go whenever you see it, no matter where you see it.
Yeah, you know, the one mistake I made yesterday, I go to City National and I send a text out, a group text to some of my friends, and then they go, oh, this is kind of cool. They have some of the Golden Knights cheerleaders here. By the way, I told them that I'd say hi to them. So Maria and Elena, was nice meeting you ladies today. And they're going to be out there at the rest of the practices for the morning skates throughout the rest of the playoffs. But I sent out a text saying that, yeah, some of the girls are here and they're handing out some towels. Of course, what do I get back? Oh, grab me a towel. Grab me a towel. I'm in the media. I'm not grabbing towels for you guys and bringing a clump of towels for everybody out there. I can't do that. I don't do that for myself. But it's like, look, if you guys want them that bad, find a way to get to the practice. They're here and they're free, but I'm not your delivery boy.
Yeah, there's always some giveaways up there at City National Arena, especially here through the playoffs. The DJ was fun. It's just a good atmosphere. So I imagine we'll see people as this series progresses.
All right, well, certainly looking forward to it. And we're looking forward to wrapping this up and getting ready to head on over to T-Mobile. This is Vegas. And people do like to occasionally have a little wager or two. When we come back, we're going to look at some of the wagering angles that you can have on tonight's game. Courtesy of our friends over at the Westgate, we'll look at some of the lines and different things, and just another reason for people to show more interest in this. I can't remember a second round first game where they've had this kind of stuff, but with the Vegas Golden Knights involved, they're going to. We'll take a look at that and wrap it up here for a Game Day Thursday, Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Radio. Welcome back. Final go around here. Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Radio, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. Your home for Golden Knights hockey in the Valley. Frank Carnish, Clayton Hamilton, Chris Chapman, by the way. Of course, you can join us up at Hyde Lounge for the pregame and intermission reports. We'll be over at Beer House for the postgame show. And stay tuned for the postgame show because we'll be getting interviews, compliments of Chris Chapman and Ryan the Hockey Guy Wallace. So they do a great job for us and appreciate the effort of everybody here, including Helen Yee and all that she does for us, along with the website. Check out lvsportsnetwork.com for all sorts of videos Golden Knight related.
And special thanks to Ari Platinum, to Angel Castro, to Bobby Machado, who've been with us all season, keeping us on the air.
Angel just had a birthday the other day.
Yes, he did.
So he's a little bit older and... his hair's certainly growing back.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, well, you know, it's finally here. And sometimes people say, you know, I like sports, but it's more interesting to have something riding on it. And it's not often in the Stanley Cup playoffs in game one of round two that you have prop bets. But everything's changed around the Valley now with the Vegas Golden Knights. And we do have some prop bets, courtesy of our friends at the Westgate. Obviously, there's other places around town as well, but for my money, Jay Cornegay and the crew over at the Westgate do as good or better of a job than anybody else around town.
Yep. If you want to start with just the game, though, Golden Knights minus 150 tonight and the San Jose Sharks plus 112.
All right, so and you expect the Golden Knights, maybe a little bit bigger line than I think some people would expect in a series that it seems like a lot of people are thinking are 50-50. Of course, I'd like to remind everybody, most of the handicappers and experts in that thought that the last round was going to be 50-50 and, you know, that was about who was going to win and everybody was predicting a 6 or 7 game series. Not necessarily the case we had the 4 game sweep.
And the over-under at a 5, so they are expecting a low-scoring goalie contest.
All right, well, some of the fun things that you can wager on if you'd like. Will either team score in the first 10 minutes of the game? If you think that's going to be a yes, you'll get a plus 105. You got to lay 125 if you don't think that's going to happen.
I like some of the individual player ones. Will Brent Burns get a point? Yes, minus 150. No, plus 130. So they certainly think Brent Burns is going to hit the board tonight.
Yeah, they certainly do, and I certainly hope they're wrong. Mm-hmm. I hope that, you know, it's like, will Brent Burns get some of his beard ripped out of him tonight or something like that? But probably not, because Ryan Reeves isn't playing.
You know what, though? They also think that Jonathan Marchessault is going to hit the board tonight, because Jonathan Marchessault, will he get a point? Yes, minus 150. No, plus 130. So they feel Brent Burns and Jonathan Marchessault are going to hit the board tonight.
Yeah, and you know, I certainly hope that one of these guys makes the sports books lose a little bit. Will Eric Halla score a goal? Plus 220, no, minus 270. Or William Karlsson, plus 180, minus 220. I like the plus numbers. I'm always looking for somebody. So those are ones that I might be interested in.
Also like the shots on goal for the Sharks over under at 30.5. So remember, you get overtime, can go on forever, over, not so bad.
Yeah, though it seems like a lot of times a Marc-Andre Fleury plays, right around 29.
29.
So 30.5 is probably a pretty close number there. That right. Seems the way it generally is. And it depends on how many of Brent Burns' shots Pierre-Edouard Belmare blocks, because he said that will be his job in this series, because he likes to tee it up more than most golfers.
Yeah, he certainly does, and Belly going to be right in the middle of the mix, as we would expect. But it is game night, Frank. Stanley Cup Finals, round two, going to kick off 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock puck drop.
Yeah, absolutely looking forward to that. Also looking forward to hearing the doctor next, T.C. Martin. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Radio, your home for Golden Knights hockey in the Valley. The doctor is on the way.